Mary is in college now. We are not supposed to be waiting up for her.
Who's waiting up? I'm hungry. Who's that guy she's going out with? Deans? Brannigan?
Dear, Steve Callahan.
Okay, Callahan. Who's he? We've never seen him.
No, we're married. Never even heard of him.
I don't like her going out on blind dates. I never have.
Dear, Mary told me all about him. His father works down at the gas company. He plays on the basketball team. And his sister runs the petite dress shop down on 4th Street, it is.
Good night, Steve.
Mary?
Yes, Mother.
I thought she wasn't supposed to know we were waiting up.
We aren't. We're hungry. Hi, honey. How was your evening?
Terrible.
You don't look very unhappy.
Steve Callahan is impossible. Simply impossible. He's unpoised. He's undisciplined. Crude. He's juvenile. He's rowdyish. He's loud. He's bad mannered. He's tasteless, careless, egotistical, shallow, and thoroughly unbearable.
Outside of that, how do you like him?
I'm sure he is all of those dreadful things.
He's a real challenge, Mother. He has everything wrong with him, but the raw material is there.
Raw material for what?
But to be made into something really worthwhile. He's a handsome, distorted lump of clay just waiting to be remodeled into a perfect form.
Remodeled?
You know what remodeling is? That's what we did at the garage last year.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, Daddy. Steve has the potential to be something really wonderful. Now, all the parts are there. They've just been put together wrong.
Talk about him as though he were built out of a do-it-yourself kit.
Well, all men need some refinishing and polishing.
That's right. And I am going to make this my personal project. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Good luck, Steve Callahan, wherever you are.
I'm sorry, dear. Skirt in your closet.
Could be. Take a look.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Dr. Frankenstein. Where's your monster?
All right. Explain the last question, please.
Callahan, this guy I gotta see.
You know, Jeff, if you had a brain the size of your ears, you could be another Einstein.
Now, look, Minerva, if you're gonna carry on your gab fest in the hall, it's not my fault. But really, what goes with this guy?
Nothing that is any concern of yours. Now, he is coming here to take me to the library, and while he is here, do me a favor and make yourself as scarce as possible.
Oh, come on. I just want to see him.
He's not coming here to be put on exhibition, Jeff.
Oh, I'll get it.
Don't you move, don't you? Mother? Mother? Mother, that's Steve at the door. Please let him in and tell Jeff to go upstairs.
Oh, all right. Jeff, go upstairs.
Hello?
Oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Hi, Daddy. He took my house key. Hey, what was all the shouting about?
Oh, Mary thought it was Steve Callahan.
Oh.
Boy, you'd think this guy was royalty or something. We common people aren't supposed to look at him.
Well, golly, don't everybody stand around gawking at him when he comes in. Hello, Daddy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Glad you came home. I was afraid you were going to miss the preview.
Why do you think I came home early?
Mother, I found some of your stockings. Come on, Jeff, come here.
Well, I want to see the guy.
Daddy, that must be Steve. Now, please let him in. And don't be surprised at anything because I warned you.
Hurry, dear. Open the door.
Hi, I'm Steve Callahan.
Hey. Come in.
Mary home?
Yeah, she'll be down in a minute.
Good.
I'm Doc Stone. This is my wife.
Oh, hi. I do. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you. Hey, you know, this doesn't smell like a doctor's house at all.
Mary tells us that you're a pretty fair basketball player.
Oh, yeah. I run around the floor and make a lot of noise. You know, basketball, I think, is a tall guy's game. Hey, you ain't any special kind of a doc?
I'm a pediatrician.
That's a kooky dodge. Taking money from kids, huh? Hey, you doing it?
Well, I managed to make ends meet.
What are you majoring in, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. Things in junk. I don't know what I'm taking. My dad wants me to go to work for the gas company when I graduate. I don't know. Maybe I should take gas. Hey, you know what? You guys are awful young to have an old daughter like Mary.
Well, we don't think of her as being very old.
Heck, are you kidding? She's a woman. How old are you?
I'm old enough to vote and have a driver's license.
Hey, Mary! Come on, let's go!
Mary's dressing.
What does she have to put on to go to a library?
Oh, you know girls.
No, I don't know girls. You know what? You ought to give a course in college on figuring out women.
Yeah.
Hey, I really like this.
Oh?
Where'd you get it?
Well, my mother gave it to us. It was handmade in England. It's the only antique we have in the house.
Oh, yeah? I saw one just like it down the window in L&B.
L&B?
Yeah, the surplus store. Down 8th Street. That's where I got these.
Look at that. I'm $2.95. Real rubber. I've been wearing these every day for the last 3 months.
Hey, you gotta go down there. They got a new line of women's hats and dresses and, well, everything.
Army surplus?
Oh, come on. This is all new stuff. Hi.
Oh, Steve, this is Mary's brother, Jeff. Oh,
hi, Mary's brother, Jeff.
Hi.
Whoa. Hey, you're a basketball player, huh?
Yeah, I'm a champion. Free throw miss of the league, that is. You play?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. What do you play, A team or B team?
Oh, I just made A's this year.
Oh, great.
Say.
Steve, I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. Hey, why don't you come out to the gym with us sometime and work out? You know, we play pickup teams, have a ball.
Hey, I'd like to.
Steve!
Yeah, okay. It's murder, isn't it? Having an older sister. I got one, brother, and all she does is yak, 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 yak.
Well, may we go now?
Me? You're the one who's been playing around up there for... Hey, you know something? She doesn't look like you do at all. You have a beautiful mother. I guess we're leaving. See you, Jeff. Doc. Mrs. Stone.
Bye.
Bye, Steve.
How about that guy? Boy, he's no slob.
Well, he isn't exactly a polished jewel of diplomacy.
Boy, he doesn't fool around, that's for sure. What he thinks, he says.
There's an honest, forthright boy. A little crude.
A little crude? He saw my antique candy dish at L&B.
You should have seen your face.
You have a very strange sense of humor sometimes.
Well, I think it was terrific. Didn't you like him, Ma?
I didn't say I didn't like him. I suppose he could be very nice.
I'll tell you one thing. If Mary can change that boy, if she can even make a dent in him, I'll eat my hat.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure. You know, as my sweet little mother always says, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Ah.
Well, what do you want to do? Just sit here?
Yes.
Don't you want to go to the library?
I am so mad at you, I could wring your neck.
What did I do? What got into you all of a sudden?
You are one of the most inconsiderate people I have ever met in my entire life, and you have the manners of a buffalo. Now, how was that for a starter?
Will you tell me what I did?
You are one great big egotistical bundle of bad manners. You never think of anyone but yourself. I mean, did it ever occur to you to stand up when a lady comes into the room?
When did a lady come in the room?
Oh, yes. When I came downstairs, you didn't move. And that remark in the living room? Quote, you don't look anything like your mother. She's just beautiful, unquote.
All right. So you don't look anything like your mother. And she is beautiful. I didn't say what you look like.
Oh, forget it.
All right. Forget it. Forget the whole thing. Forget the library, everything.
Steve, don't be angry.
Who's angry? You're the one that's angry. I'm not.
No, I'm not angry, really. I guess I just took too much for granted. I expected too much.
Too much what?
Well, you see, I had you pictured in my mind as a rather special person, much nicer in every way than anyone else I'd ever met. Well, I guess I'm just a little disappointed.
Oh, Mary, look it, I am what I am. Whatever that is.
You don't have to be what you are. You know, you could be anything you want.
Oh, I...
Steve, do you like me? Just a little bit.
Yes.
Wouldn't you like me to be proud of you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like people to say, Steve Callahan is such a gentleman. He's so polished and poised.
Oh, gee, well, I know. I'm just not the polished and poised type, I guess.
Well, you certainly could be if you just try.
Oh, no, I...
Well, what do you want me to do?
I was hoping you'd ask. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, Steve will be here any minute. Will you please answer the door and let him in?
I'm afraid you'll have to find another greeter. I'm due at the clinic.
Oh, well, you won't be leaving right this instant. He'll be here at 2 o'clock. I told him to be here at exactly 2 o'clock, and that's when he'll be here.
You don't say.
What? Oh, boy. That isn't the height of confidence.
Now what?
Her Majesty, the Queen, just informed me that she has instructed Mr. Steve Callahan to appear at that door at precisely the hour of 2.
So?
Well, she thinks it's going to happen that way. Thanks. You know, to her, it's a foregone conclusion that Steve, puppy dog, Callahan, is going to obey her edict to the letter, that at precisely the hour of 2, ding-dong on that doorbell. How about that?
Dear, since when is it a sin for a young man to be on time?
Oh, you women are wonderful, really wonderful. You know, you refuse to admit that in this whole wide world there exists a free male spirit who will not be dominated, who will not be your puppet upon a string, who will not be...
What do you know? 2 o'clock.
I can't believe it.
Stone.
Well, Steve, come here.
Don't worry, it's 2 o'clock.
Hello, Steve.
Mrs. Stone?
My, you look nice.
Oh, I have to sharpen up once in a while. Sloppiness is a habit.
Who said that?
Mary. But you have to admit that a guy is judged by his appearance.
Also, Mary?
Yeah.
Well, it's absolutely true. And I'm sure that Brahms and Beethoven will approve. I believe Mary mentioned something about a recital this afternoon.
Yes, bunch of long hairs with fiddles. Mary says it's uplifting. I say, who needs it? But, well, you know Mary.
They're opening a new bowling alley over at Chester Square tonight.
They're playing the Moonlight Sonata.
You can't listen without a tie.
Oh. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hey, you know...
Well, I'm ready to go.
Well, they're opening a new bowling alley yet.
But when are you going to learn to tie a tie that is too loose? There. Now, that's the way it should be, right?
You're right.
Oh, let's go. Bye.
Bye. Well, honey, I have to get over to the clinic. You.
All right. You're about the sorriest bunch of boobs I've ever seen. If you play our next game like you practiced out here this afternoon, Lakeview will think they're in the wrong hall. Maybe I could put a record on the PA system. Play Alice Blue Gown, and then you can waltz your way to the game. You're the only basketball team I know that plays in slow motion. Callahan. And what happened to you, Callahan? You were standing around out there like a pickpocket on a cold Christmas.
Just one of those days, Coach.
Every day for the last 2 weeks has been just one of those days. You're the spark plug of this club. But boy, you haven't been sparking. You got a dead circuit. A dead battery. What's wrong? You sick?
Look, I'll be all right. Just get off my back, will you?
Springtime in the Rockies, and love has come to Andy Hardy. Mary Stone's got him nailed to the wall.
Hey, all right. If you want a knuckle sandwich, I'll give you one.
What's this girl done to him? Cleopatra never made such a wreck out of Caesar.
Mary! Mary, you got a pen? There? Mom! Mom! Mom? You want to hear what's been happening to good old Steve?
Do I have any choice?
You won't believe it. Listen to this. Mary's been running the poor guy ragged. Dance festival, social behavior for him. Oh, and this is the killer. Bookstore, modern etiquette. Boy, she's been dragging that guy around for the last 2 weeks.
I wouldn't worry about him. He's bigger than she is.
Are you kidding? What chance has the poor guy got? All Mary has to do is look at him with those innocent eyes, and he's through. It's cruelly. That's what it is. It's cruelly.
Jeff, to you, who less than a year ago started going steady with water and soap, it is a cruelty. But to Steve Callahan, who's going on 20 years, it's a blessing.
Yeah, strange kind of blessings. Mom, come here. Mom, since you and Mary are in cahoots with this deal, let me ask you one question. Did anybody ask Steve if he wanted this remodeling job?
Jeff, when a man is drowning, you do not ask him if he wants a life preserver.
Mother, may I ask you something? A big favor.
You want to put Steve in a glass case so you can set him on the mantel.
Jeff, be quiet. Mother, may we have Steve over for dinner tonight?
Oh, pardon me, I may be ill.
Well, I haven't anything planned. Is this a special occasion, his birthday or something?
No, it's sort of his graduation. I want you and Daddy to see the new Steve. You're not going to believe it, Mother, really.
Well, I can throw something together, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Now, what'll I wear? Mother, you know, they have the most adorable blue outfit in the window of the petite dress shop, and I haven't bought anything new in ages. May I, please?
Well, I guess we could go down and look now.
Sure.
But now, wait a minute. How do you know this is going to be all right with Steve? Did you ask him? He may have other plans.
Oh, Mother, you know better than that.
No, it's not his age. After all, he's old enough to outgrown those phases. I went through all of them myself.
Oh, we've all been through it. Somehow boys are different.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Hello. May I help you?
I'm in no hurry, just waiting to meet my daughter.
All right.
Thank
you. And I know it's not my imagination. Everybody else says the same thing. Steve's been over to the house with Elwood. Haven't you noticed a difference?
Well, he seems awfully quiet. I usually know when Steve's in the house, but lately I seem to see him before I hear him.
Yesterday morning, I finally asked him. I laid it right on the line. I said, I don't know what's come over you, but you've changed. Now, what's wrong? Oh, that dress came in that you liked. You'd think that he'd tell his own sister. But no, not a word. He just picked up his dishes, put them in the sink, and walked out the door. Now, that's something he's never done before. I mean, putting his dishes in the sink.
If it were Elwood, I'd have the doctor check him over.
Oh, Steve's healthy enough. That's not the problem. It's up here.
He could be in love. Symptoms are all there. I've seen them before.
Well, if this is love, Cupid should be arrested.
You still like it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a hat to go with it?
Yes, right over there. There is a girl he's been seeing a lot lately. Mary Stone. Personally, I think she's responsible. Do you know her?
I've heard Elwood speak of her. Her father's a doctor or surgeon or something.
Well, I can believe that, because she's certainly been operating on Steve. He'll never admit it, but that's the answer. Come to think of it, that's when this all started, when they first met. Since then, he's gone straight downhill.
I'll say one thing. He's certainly been more careful about his appearance than he used to be.
Granted, he's nicer, he's more polite, he's quieter. But he doesn't even laugh anymore. He's just a plain, dull stick. I don't know what that girl's done to him.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, look. Sorry. Look, where's he going? Out.
Well, I'm worried about it, darling. The basketball coach called me this afternoon. He says that Steve is a troubled boy.
Dear, how can you possibly make a boy sick by giving him a few social graces and putting a necktie on him?
Well, maybe he's allergic to social graces. Huh. Look at that. Remember that blind spirit who sailed into our living room a couple of weeks ago? Look at him now. Mary's made him over. Into what? She's turned a prize package into a sad sack.
Mary! Don't just stand there. Let's start ripping out the seams. Mary, I want to talk to you.
Steve? Steve, I want to talk to you. Mary!
Yes, Steve.
Come here. Sit down. Well, I have been doing some thinking.
I should have done it quite a long time ago, but I've been too busy being led around on a string by you. And it's going to change, you understand? This whole bit is going to change.
I was wrong. I made a very stupid mistake. I mean, what right do I have to tell you what you should or shouldn't do?
Right, you have no right at all. Well, I know your intentions were good. You figured me for a rough cob that you were going to polish to your own specifications. Well, I decided I don't take to polishing. I like myself as I am, in my natural, crude condition. And I don't intend to change.
I don't want you to change. I mean, I realize now that I like you better as you were before.
Good. Look, don't ever try to manage me again, okay? Because the next day you do is the last day you're going to see me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you read me.
Oh, I read you. You feel better?
Yeah, darn, I feel a lot better. Hey, how about you?
Much better.
Barry, Steve, how about some dinner?
Am I still invited?
Oh, nice to have you with us, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, Mary?
And not having anything fancy.
Looks pretty fancy to me. If I were here, you'd probably be in the kitchen. Oh, darn, I shouldn't have said that again.
Well, why not? It's the truth.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Jeff.
Whoa! Almost lost dinner.
Come on, everybody, let's sit down.
Yeah. Well, come on. I'm starved. Let's eat.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it we're having to eat?
I don't know about the rest of us, but I know what you're having to eat.
Rare, just the way you like it.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.